Welcome to the podcast. My name is David Shannon, and these are the chats I wish I could have had with someone as I've created life as a full-time musician. If you're on that road and you need a friend, or you need to hear the same stories and struggles that you're going through from another human's mouth, you're in the right place. Connect with me at davidshannon.com and let's move you into that space where you're really thriving and sharing your gifts with the world. Let's go. Welcome back to the podcast. Yes, we missed a week. I know. It's okay. I forgive myself. All right. But it is lovely to be back and to be chatting. This morning, really wanted to dive into how you are set up. Are you set up for success or for failure at your gig? Are you set up to be the focus of entertainment, or are you set up to be kind of someone that's ignored and just happens to be there? Or where on the scale does that occur? What are some things you can do to improve that? Especially when you're set up in a not so great scenario, and just really have a chat about how this goes with different events and different shows, especially if you're going from, you know, obviously I'm speaking from my experience of doing my own shows, doing covers, predominantly covers gigs in venues, as well as things for performing at weddings and events and the likes as well. So let's dive into it. Where do we start? Really wanted to start with just discussing what has a good setup. You know, if you walk into a venue, let's talk with venues essentially to start with, and we'll talk about this and compare them a bit. But if you walk into a venue and there's a stage, there's some lighting, there's an obvious place for you to set up and play, that's great. You've already got a head start. You're made important to the clientele, to the guests, by a default setting of having a predominant place to play. It's amazing how much of a difference this makes. And if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you're performing in various different places and venues anyway. You will know that sometimes you've turned up and you're in a dark corner somewhere. Perhaps you've turned up and there's not actually space for you to play and set up, and just, you know, a table was moved to the side and it's kind of like, can you fit there? Is that all right? Cool. And even in me saying that, you can feel the difference in the energy of how someone might be treated as a performer. There's nothing nasty. It's just, there's not particularly thought that's gone into going, how can we make this successful? How can we make this, how can we get the best out of, we're paying this performer to come in anyway, how can we get the best out of the show and the interaction and the dynamic? And so obviously a stage and a location is one thing. If you're sort of tucked out of the way, it gives everybody the sense that you're just less important. You're not such a focus. It gives a different vibe between you and the audience. Even in terms of respect, in terms of energy, back and forth. So location, very important. I have done all sorts of gigs where I've chatted more for events, but we've chatted with people and talked a little bit about this. I mean, like, look, there's a few things that really work to be set up for this event to go well, for what you're paying for me, what you're paying me for to happen, what you've described you want to happen at your event. There's some things that don't work. One of those ones that don't work from an event, the event was in one room. The room adjacent had tables with beer and drinks. And then I was in another room with a small doorway into that room. Me on a stage, lovely setup, lighting, PA, sound tech, everything sorted really, really well and professionally. But it was a really awkward space for people to go into a new room they hadn't been in. So that's, you know, moving away from the setup. That setup was like, man, this is important, but it was awkward because this is a room they've never been in. There's nothing else to draw them in there. And it's a little bit daunting. It's me on a stage with a sound tech there. Like, if there's no one in, this is exactly what happened. You can picture it, right? It's like just people poking their head in and being like, and that was the night. They poked their head in and like, sounds mean, bro. And you're like, well, thank you. Like, you can come in. So the next thing is how you're set up. Are you introduced? Is there, you know, that would have gone very differently if there had been a specific welcome or announcement through all the rooms, or when they left their initial room to say, we're going to get some dancing and partying happening later. It is in the far room, but go in, hang out, we'll have drinks and things like that. Or having something in there that people are naturally drawn into by having some drinks and food and things in the room. So that's a different thing. It's obviously an event rather than a venue. But the same thing applies at a venue. If when you start, you're probably not going to be announced. Maybe you are, again, depending on the show. But certain things of, do you have any lighting? We'll get to that as well in terms of the image. But if you turn your lighting on, there's an obvious change. People look in your direction because they've seen something happen. If you turn the screen off that might be above you in a bar or venue, again, you're putting a focus back on, hey, I'm important, I'm here doing something that you're going to want to watch and be entertained by. Again, there's a focus, and if you lead with a strong welcome through, you know, your PA, your sound setup, there's an instant like, oh, this is, something's happening. And I've been guilty of, at venues as well, just going, okay, that's all on me, the things I just described there. All on your own setup and you to create that environment. And sometimes, again, I've been guilty of this, just like, just going to start jamming my first song. And like, you know, I don't want to, it's an interesting one. I don't want to interrupt the vibe of what's going on. It's like, well, really? Of course I do. Well, I absolutely want to interrupt the vibe. That's why I'm here fundamentally. But having that initial start and initial, right, this is the start of something happening, can be important. So mentioned lighting. Again, if you think of just to go on a little, slight little tangent, but if you imagine an art gallery and an important piece of art, there's a focus of lighting, and usually it will have specifically set up lighting to light that picture, little spots. So it stands out, it's important, it's prominent. Again, venues can do an amazing, amazing job of having this set up. It's not a difficult thing. But most venues don't think about it, and they don't understand the difference of how their acts and performances will show up. If they make it a priority, if they have lighting on their act and make it an event. But you can do this to an extent. You're probably not going to install lighting in the roof of, you know, each venue you go to. You can have a chat with them, but you can also bring your own lighting that will create a little bit of a vibe where you are. And depending on the setting, depending on the venue, you may take different things, but it again draws a focus to you as the performer and says, hey, I'm a thing. You should pay attention. We're going to have a good time together. I'm going to entertain you, as opposed to I'm just going to sit in this corner over here and, you know, do this, do, I don't know, play some music. It's not really that important, but I enjoy it, you know, this kind of vibe. So it's an interesting one. Anyway, moving on from that, why would I share this and why is it important and how does it play out at your shows is, if you're tucked away and there's not a sense of importance, you're placed in a doorway or, you know, that sort of thing, what I've found tends to happen is, obviously there's two things. Partly is then my vibe of like, man, I'm not set up well. This is awkward. I'm sort of playing in the middle of something and it's like, this is a bit weird. That obviously is going to become part of your vibe for the night, versus being like, man, thanks, I'm so well looked after, thanks for making me feel important as well, turning off other lights, making this a focus. And but what I find happens in interactions, again, especially in venue gigs, like covers gigs where there's not a cover charge, it's not a ticketed thing, is then people have less respect as well. Like, the two mirror each other, right? And so they're like, do this, play that. Like, and I mean, it's, if people want to hear all sorts of things, that's fine. That's, it can be really good banter. But I've noticed there's a change where sometimes it becomes demanding. Like, you should just do all these things, versus someone coming up to you and be like, hey man, loving the music, like, this is cool. Is there any chance? My friend really loves this song. And that's a really different dynamic as a performer. And for me, I find a lot of that comes from, like, how am I set up? How is this gig being discussed? How is this going? Now, it's not about suddenly taking over venues and being like, all right, this is now the David Shannon show, you know, stop your talking, stop catching up with friends. And, you know, I have no idea why a lot of those people are necessarily in the venue. They may be there to hear me. They may purely be there to catch up and have some drinks and have a fun night and had no idea music was happening. So it's not about a takeover, and you can still just do your thing and jam and be set up as a feature, something to focus on for people, you know, turn all the screens and other random things off and still be mellow. You don't have to be like taking over the whole scene. But there's a different dynamic that occurs between you and the performers of respect, of professionalism, of how they view you. Like, oh, they must be important because look, all the lights dimmed and there's lights on them. I'm sure you understand what I mean. So anyway, I just wanted to share this in this morning's podcast. Because two things. One, having an awareness of this means that you're less likely to beat yourself up if you're doing a gig and things don't go well, or you're like, man, I'm not feeling like I'm respected, or that sort of thing. And sometimes that is a case of just saying, hey, we need to have a chat with the venue. They don't have to change at all, but it may be that I'm not going to play here in future. That may be the chat that needs to happen. Like, we need to make some tweaks because this is no longer a fit for me. And either you possibly should find other artists, or, you know, we need to have a chat. Like, I'm not leaving a screen on above my head while I'm playing. So, like, simple one, right? But it does happen where you're like, if that's the case, this is not the gig for me. No worries. But you can obviously have a chat. But what I want to wrap this up with is, if you think about why do we give so much adoration and respect to large shows and performers, yes, they have a history, they've built great songs, great showmanship, great musicianship. In most cases, are they 100 times, 1,000 times better than you as a performer? Quite likely not in many cases, but they're set up to be the center of attention. There's a lighting show, there's great sound tech, you're paying tickets, you've queued, you've built anticipation for this show, the audience is all there to see them. And if you contrast that with a venue where it's like, all right, just start when you're ready, mate, then what happens is we show up, we fill the space as well that we're given sometimes. So you probably had this as well, where you've been set up really well and you're like, man, I was so looked after, I was so set up really well, and I just performed and had a great night. Of course, because you're drawn into that energy, that vibe of the setup. So I wanted to share this because you're going to have some gigs that are all combinations of that. And if you have an awareness of this and take into consideration some of those factors, it may save some of you beating yourself up after a gig, being like, man, I've got some things I might try for next time, or how could I have done that differently? But it may save you beating yourself up, being like, I just didn't win the crowd tonight, and man, I tried super hard, I gave everything I had, and it just didn't quite happen. That is okay. You may question like what you're up to, but that is a-okay. So look, thanks for tuning in again. The next podcast, I will actually be over in Bali. I'll be over in Indonesia. I am taking a little break from doing shows specifically to go over, be in a new environment where I don't have the same commitments and vibe, and I can just work on recording and creating and writing and doing that part of the craft. So I look forward to sharing some bits and pieces for you from there. I actually will put a link in the show notes for this podcast. I've set up a little, it's a buy me a coffee thing where it's like, yeah, you can support me buying me a coffee, or you know, whatever you want to contribute if you do. But I will be sharing on that page for those supporters a little bit of the journey over in Bali. So if you want to do that, I'll leave a link. But otherwise, appreciate you tuning in, and I trust you got what you needed out of this podcast whenever you're listening to it. We will see you next week in the next episode. See you later.